This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online. Get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Liquid Web. One of the top hosting providers around. Save 33% off monthly VPS plans with code VPS33OFF. Bulletproof Coffee. Power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 536.
536.
My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Inga's throwing up gang signs.
Peace sign, peace. What? I want peace. It's peace.
Piece of age.
Or give me a piece. Yeah, whatever.
That Veronica Vaughn. It's one piece of ash. Like, what?
That's funny. What's happening over there?
It's hot out again. What the fuck? It's like hit the 90s. We already drained our inflatable pool. This is bullshit.
Yes. But, you know, it's getting really cold at night. So
yeah, it is. But my air conditioning is still on.
Good point. So is ours. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to turn it super low to make it cold still.
Oh, that sucks. It's like too early. It's too hot to open the windows and too.
It is. It's too hot to open the windows.
For it to run. I don't know what I was trying
to say. But you don't want to just run it during the day and shut it off at the night and open the windows. Right. I don't like playing that game. Because the basement, like I was telling you, always retains the heat for some reason. It's fucking crazy. I don't know. So let's talk this UFC 266.
Oh, good load. Sure.
And let's start with the main event. Nick Diaz versus Robbie Lawler. I don't give a fuck what they're doing.
Thank you.
We're doing what we do. That's so right. What'd you see here?
The real main event.
That's right. The people's main event.
Well,
that good?
I feel similarly to when BJ Penn fought, when he did that boxing thing.
Oh no, did you?
I did a little bit, but not quite as bad, because I felt like Nick did not look comfortable in there at all, and he was well out of shape in my opinion.
Yeah, let me pause it for a second. So a week before the fight, they changed the weight to 185, right?
They did.
I'm gonna just go out on a limb and say Nick was injured.
You think
and
so?
That's why he came in pudgy and overweight, but go ahead.
You think he was injured?
Well, there has to be a reason we're changing it to 185, right?
Yeah.
That's the one I want to bank on.
Good point.
That makes me feel better.
It does. But, you know, Lawler looked way faster, way leaner, way meaner, way more aggressive. Everything about Lawler was just better in overall. And, you know, the only thing I'm really surprised by is that Nick retired instead of, you know, carrying on. I don't know what the
you tapped the strikes, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the extent of injuries were, but it looked like his face was pretty messed up. And his post-fight interview, I don't know what that man said. I couldn't understand what he was talking about.
Oh, he's like, I knew I had that coming. I'm glad I at least put on a show.
Yeah.
But so I don't know why he thinks he deserved that. So And what was with all the people saying, oh, Nick should never fight again. He looks slow. I thought he looked okay for not being in there for 6 years. He still won the first round on two of the three judges' scorecards. So going into the third round, he was up, or actually it's 1-1 on two of their scorecards going into the third round.
Yeah.
So it's not like he wasn't in the fight. It's just, it wasn't his night. And, you know, 6 years out, that's a hell of a long time to not be in a fucking cage and everyone's expecting you to do well. And it's hard to say where this guy's at. Like, I need to see him fight again to understand who he is at this point.
Yeah.
Is he a little slower? Sure. But, you know, Robbie's a little slower too. I mean, that was a good fight to make, but I don't think Nick was totally sold on that fight in the first place, because some of the interviews he's like, I don't know what the fuck my management was doing. Why am I fighting this guy? I beat him 17 years ago. So I don't understand this matchup. Well, why did you accept it then? It almost, it sounds like he was kind of forced into the fight and he didn't want this one. But yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. Crowd loved him.
I think he should fight again. But I'm just saying, he just, I it didn't look good to me. Well, I don't know what I was looking at, Matt. I don't know what that was. It was confusing, but I think you've made some sense of it for me now.
I was entertained. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat, so I enjoyed the fight. I don't see the people that said he looked slow. I'm not the person to say he looked slow. I looked okay, and just accepting 6 years. That's 6 years, and he hasn't won a fight in like fucking 10 years or something since 2011. But that goes without saying. So I had expected him to be in better shape.
Yes. Maybe that's the part that bothers me the most, is the out of shape part, but I never thought about injury. So I forget how tough the Diaz guys are.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't, they're not the kind of guys to pull out a fight. They're not the kind of guys to say I was fucking injured. They're just going to take their lumps and come back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what do you do? Because you can't just have them fight a run of the mill fucking guys. It has to be a main guy. And the people that I think he'd match up against, he's probably not going to have success against, but it has to be a huge fight. So my short list is Jorge Masvidal. That's the first one. But if he shows up in this shape, that's going to be
stuff. That'll be bad.
Yeah, he's going to be gone in round one. GSP is the second choice. But again,
I like that one a lot, actually.
And then the third option is Conor McGregor, whenever the fuck he can make it back.
That would sell. That would.
It's got to be a fucking sells. Huge fight. It can't
that's
be.
That's going to sell. Actually, that's perfect. That's perfect. Think about it. Conor's not exactly on a hot streak at the moment.
No, he's not.
No. So give. Yeah, but he'd have to wait a while. Probably a good.
I know. 10 that's the problem. But Conor is superhuman, right? So who knows? Who knows? And the weird thing is, you didn't hear any like post fight interview from Nick, so I don't know where his head at. Like, you heard in the octagon,
yeah,
but I want to hear him like today or tomorrow. I want to hear him reflect on that and understand where he's at mentally, because he's never been in a good place. He does, it's the same thing, like he doesn't like fighting, it's something he's good at, so this is what I do to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It is kind of depressing, and I see what you're saying about that BG Penn stand-up style, just like the erect. There's stiff, something super wrong, stiff. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Injury makes sense. He just didn't look like himself.
No, and Robbie looked fucking great, right?
Physically,
so flip side to that coin, and I don't think that's just because Nick was off. I think Robbie also looked really good for this.
No, he
fight.
Did. He did. Yeah, right. I don't want to take any. I'm just saying, I thought it would have been a much more exciting fight with more pace, but the pace wasn't that crazy, in my opinion.
Right.
Nick was not in shape. So, for whatever reason. But yeah, right. Robbie looked solid. And, you know, I'm sure he was happy. And maybe he'll fight at 185 again. I don't know. Because he looked good and he looked fast. And, you know, like we've talked about for years, what would it feel like if you fought at like your regular weight without the,
right, the weight not have to cut? And he came in a little light. I think he was 184 at the weigh-in. He said he was trying to, he wasn't going to eat shitty just to fight at 185. So he just kind of maintained. But then, you know, you're not cutting all that weight come fight week. So we'll see what happens for him. I have no idea who to match him up with again. It's like weird matchups. Like, these guys are aging out of the sport, and who do you put them up against? You got to put them up against marquee names, guys that have been around. You got to make the bank off of them while you can. Because I, you know, maybe two more fights for each guy and they're done at this point. I don't know. Depends. Yeah,
I can see. I mean, let me see what. Yeah, I don't know.
They both have been a litany of losses if you go back on both of their, you know, last five fights or whatever. But I was entertained. I wish that was the main event.
Ben Askren. Have him fight one of those two. Ben Askren's perfect.
Bring Ben Askren back.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay with this. Anybody that's, well, Askren might beat Diaz if he takes him down. I don't know. We saw no jujitsu either, right?
Nope.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, we should go to, let's move along. I don't want to talk about this. It's kind of depressing, but kind of fun. I want to see him fight again, both guys. Uh-huh. Let's talk about the other main event. Alexander Volkanovski versus Brian Ortega. I want to pull up Brian Ortega's walkout because I like whatever the fuck this was. So I don't know what the fuck these masks are.
Creepy.
And why can't he get away with this and other people can't?
I don't know. Because he's cool.
I guess. He's cool, like, whoa, you got a dog fight going down over there?
Dog is barking like crazy.
What's going down?
I don't know why.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. I will say that. So this Volkanovski versus Ortega fight. Why does Brian Ortega have the worst fight IQ ever? Why does he think he's George Gurgel just trying to stand and bang it out when he's a grappling wizard?
I don't know. I think he's trying to be entertaining.
Yeah, but he needs more head movement. Head movement,
yes,
as Ronda Rousey's coach would say. But he just keeps getting pieced up. And there's a lot of shit going on. So there's, I don't know how many tight submissions, at least two, potentially four.
Well, that third round, right? That was a super freaking close to being over in the third. That was a wild round,
it's
that third round.
He's got that mounted guillotine, right? Yep. And Volkanovski said, holy fuck, I'm about to lose my belt. Like, I got to really dig deep for this.
Yep.
And fucking A, he got out of that. And then there's a triangle thrown up, and that one was tight too. And somehow the guy fucking manages to get out. And there's a couple other submissions worked in there. It's like, holy fuck, man. Like, why wasn't the game plan some sort of takedown strategy? Not that you have to do that the entire fight when you're a jiu-jitsu guy, but don't get in love with the stand-up. I think that's my problem with Ortega. He seems too in love with the stand-up at the detriment to the rest of his career, because he's taking so much punishment. Like, he's tough as fuck. We get this. We understand that. But it's like the same thing that happened in that other fight he was in, where he just took so much fucking punishment. And like, your face is a fucking mess. And then it was also the point where the doctors came in twice between rounds.
Between third and fourth round.
And Volkanovski said, that fucking guy is answering all the questions wrong.
Yeah, I watched
he's just
it
answering
back
all the questions wrong.
He did. He, finally, then, at the end, he got something right.
Yeah.
it took like 30 seconds.
And that only happens in Vegas. Questions
like, okay, how many figures? No. Okay, how many? Oh, yeah. Okay, you got it. You got it. Like,
you're good to go.
You're good. Yeah. Go ahead.
And then, the eyes are not even tracking. So, like, it's going over here, and he's like,
yeah.
Going the opposite way. One figure.
Crazy.
So it's tough. So what's your takeaway from all that shit?
Well, I think Volkanovski obviously looks fantastic. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Ortega needs to, like you said, change up everything and just get back to his roots.
Yeah, it's okay being a jiu-jitsu guy, but use it more effectively.
Right.
Right.
Correct. You got to, yeah, set it up. You know, Damian Maia did that nicely a couple of times, but then he also got excited with the stand-up. It's like a thing.
And it doesn't have to be like, I go for a takedown, and if I don't get the takedown, I'm fucked. Because that seems to be, that was what happened to Damian. Like, if he didn't get you to the ground, it's Fucksville.
Yeah.
So there has to be that in between. Like, I get, yes, have some stand up, have some fun out there, but don't get pieced up in the process, because by like round three, you're fucked.
Yep.
You can only take so much punishment, and you're just taking I don't know how many fights off your career with the amount of punishment you're taking in these. I didn't see what the strike totals were, but I would imagine he probably ate close to 700 shots.
That's a lot.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but it seems like he took at least 700 shots.
Maybe even 800 or 900.
Who's to say? And they were hard shots.
They were bad. Well, I think.
Go ahead.
No, you first.
I was just going to say Volkanovski once again proves me wrong. And I like to be proved wrong where I say I'm not sold on this fucking guy. So he's beat Max Holloway twice, right?
Mm-hmm. But I think that's what makes the most sense next, is I was going to say, is the trilogy fight with Max Holloway.
And well, Max is scheduled to fight Yair Rodriguez next.
Oh, no. Is that happening? Okay. Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because Max didn't. I don't know if he didn't think he was worthy of a rematch right away, but he wanted another fight to prove he is the number one contender. So he's taking that fight and should piece Yair up. And we'll see what happens. But Volkanovski, credit to him for getting through those submissions. I thought he was going to tap for sure. Like, oh my God. If that was a blood choke, he's done the guillotine, but like if that was a rear naked choke, that's that deep, he's out. But he's, it's a fucking out. Air choke. So
yep.
He just said he was making all sorts of weirdo fucking noises, like hey, ooh, and gurgling, but got it out. Credit to him.
Hopefully his neck is okay.
Yeah. No jerking off. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. What? I don't know. Guy can't jerk off.
Yeah. That's as far as I got on this card, as far as like actually paying attention. So,
Shevchenko, nothing surprising there, right? No. She just dominated, and
yep,
that's all I want to talk about too. Move right along. Perfect. What else is happening?
Did you see Tyron Woodley showing off his new tattoo on his finger? See. It's, what does that say?
It says, "I love Jake Paul." Huh. I love you, son. Now come and get this ass whipped because I heard you been talking back to your elders.
That's right. So
that's
if
weird.
If you go to the tattoo, some of the pros reacting to this. Oh, crap. Nathan Corey, I've seen some of the tattoos y'all have paid for. Don't pretend for $2 million you wouldn't Mike Tyson that across your face. Maybe not across the face. Would you do it for $2 million across the face?
Yes,
you would.
For $2 million,
yeah,
I'd take care of a lot of problems. But that's not the version of the tattoo I saw. I saw this one.
Which one did you see? Nice.
I don't know. I'm just saying. So the funny thing is, he's not going to get that rematch. He just got that tattoo for nothing, which is stupid. So I don't know if he is contractually obligated to get a tattoo, but. He ain't getting no rematch. No. He's stupid. So good on him.
He got Jake Pauled.
Yeah, he did. Next UFC coming up. Let's this weekend. It's actually pretty decent. I want to see this fight. Santos versus Walker.
Yeah. That looks all right. Is that a free
Oliveira
one?
Oliveira Price, yeah. These two guys, Aspen Ladd, I like her. Versus this other chick.
And Antonina Shevchenko.
Yeah. There's always one that's not as quite as good as the other, right? There's like a Jim Miller, Dan Miller. There's like a Joe Lozon and a Dan Lozon. But then there's a question of, there's a Nick Diaz and a Nate Diaz. Who's had a better career?
Nate, I would say. Nick started strong but fizzled. Nate actually hit the pinnacle, I think.
Nick's been a champion, though. He was a Strikeforce champion. Nate's never been a champion.
Yeah, but I think he's been more successful. He's made
more money.
Way more money.
Sure, for sure.
In prize fighting, is there anything else?
It depends what you're interested in. Are you interested in titles or money?
Yes.
Legacy. Bitches. I'm just interested in the bitches. Both. That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
Fucking fighting, training. Gegard Mousasi-ing it up. And then Bellator, Friday night, you have the Douglas Lima versus MVP part two. So that one should be good. Unfortunately, we have no more promo codes. So
sorry, guys.
For a little bit. Hopefully you redeemed yours and you got your free trial and your 30 days or whatever and nights. 30 days of night?
30 days and nights. Actually, wouldn't it be like 29 nights or something?
I don't know. It's a lot of work. What else?
Isn't it always one less night?
It always is.
Well, did you hear about the unfortunate events surrounding our friend John Jones?
No, what happened?
Well, he was arrested for domestic violence in Las Vegas.
I think there was a double charge. I think there was a battery in there, wasn't there?
Oh, I didn't see that part.
I think there was two things. So that's where there's actual evidence of something.
Battery charges, yes.
Yeah. Not good.
I don't know I don't know the difference between all this legal shit, but I just wanted to say this. Yeah. I looked up what happened in his career so far. So in 2012, he was arrested for driving under the influence in New York. I remember that one. And then in 15, he was arrested after the hit and run thing with the pregnant lady.
And he broke her arm for good measure. And then had to go back and get his drugs.
Correct. And in 2019, he pleaded no contest to a battery charge involving some cocktail waitress in New Mexico. Remember that?
Yeah, it was by like a strip club or a
gay there was
bar.
Video of something outside. I think on that one, I forgot. And then in 2020, he was charged with aggravated DWI, negligent use of a firearm, possessing of an open container, and driving with no proof insurance in Albuquerque. So, wow, this guy's got a rap sheet. It's ridiculously long. Do you think we're ever going to see him back in the octagon at this point with this shit?
Yeah, I will just say the good thing is at least he's not on probation. So this is just like a brand new charge, although they're going to look at his history. But when you have a shit ton of money, it'll be a fucking slap on the wrist for this guy. So
you think he's got brain damage? What is he doing?
Of course he has brain damage. This guy fights for a living. Everybody has brain damage. I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. I think the lack of fighting is probably, I think this is what happens when he doesn't fight. Cause I swear this is the same thing that happened in the past. Like he was probably on suspension for fighting Cormier and being on steroids, like a positive steroid test. And then he goes off the rails and fucking does something stupid. And this is the same kind of scenario. The problem is, you can't judge a man until he's found guilty in a court of law, but everyone's already once again found him guilty. Yes, he has a history of shit, but
okay.
The if it fifth looks time,
like a duck, and it quacks is like a duck.
Not a ducking, though. Maybe a goose.
Okay.
I don't know.
Craziness.
You just get him in that fucking octagon.
I just wish he could get his shit together because
it's never going to happen.
Like years of potential exciting fights, and he's just not.
Yeah, well, these things happen, right?
Yeah.
Let's move along. I saw Israel Adesanya said he's never gonna fight in his home country in New Zealand again. He said his team had a makeshift bubble, the city kickboxing team, and I guess apparently that was disbanded by the police. So his teammate Dan Hooker had to train at home for his fight at UFC 266. And luckily he won over the weekend, but he said they're giving exemptions to other sports, but not MMA. I don't know if it's New Zealand or Australia. It's probably both of them. It looks like a fucking police state over there with the way they're doing all this COVID shit. But
no kidding.
I think they said that they're both moving to the United States to train here now full time because it's just too fucked up over there. Because I forgot what the scenario was. Because Hooker, there's like a, I don't know if it's a 2 or 3 week quarantine. Like when you go into their country, you have to go to a hotel and stay there for like 2 or 3 weeks and then you can get released. And like it's just a lot of bullshit to deal with. So, like, we'll see how that affects him and his training. You know, both of those guys. I don't know what else to say about that. It's just weird.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah. What else is happening?
That's all the news I got for today.
There's a really long one that I need to read, but I'm going to try to read it as fast as possible because this is about the one of the Triller co-founders talking about Evander Holyfield. Here we go. This is Ryan Kavanaugh. He said a bunch of shit, so I got to kind of go a little deep here because I don't know what planet this guy's on, but here we go. So he said, we had a contract with Holyfield to fight a number of fights, which we still do. Then he was talking about the Belfort versus Holyfield fight, saying he was MMA, and we all know MMA has a disadvantage when it comes to pro boxing. We actually thought it was going to be a very fair kind of card. There was an age disadvantage, but there was an MMA disadvantage. If you talk to Holyfield, what the world perceived happened didn't happen. If you talk to Holyfield, Vitor apparently stepped on his foot, which I haven't seen the footage yet, which made him trip, and that's why it looked like he fell. He swung really hard, and we all know that he did, and that was the knockout swing. Had he connected with Vitor, Vitor would probably still be in hospital today. And he missed, and that put him in the ropes because he swung so hard. Vitor came back aggressively, but Holyfield is a notoriously slow starter. His strategy is, let me get hit. Let me see how he punches. Then I'll come out with my returns. If you look closely at that footage, he was blocking. He said he got hit once. If you ask Holyfield, Vitor got one hit and the rest of it was blocking. So the stoppage, in his opinion, was a problem because he's like, I would have come back and I knew what I was doing. Haven't seen Holyfield and him being an idol of mine for so long and watching him train. I mean, he's in better shape than I'm in, which isn't saying much, but he's in better shape than most people are in. He's always been a quiet guy. It's not like all of a sudden he's more quiet or talking slower. He's strong and fast. We have a lot of training footage of him where he's hitting very hard. He's hitting very fast. And he's sparring 22-year-olds. And when I say sparring, I'm saying knocking out 22-year-olds in 12-round matches time and time again. I'm just as mixed as you are right now. The odds are, the odds were on Holyfield, the betting odds. When you look at him, I was for sure thinking Vitor was getting knocked out. For sure. Hopefully, Holyfield will end up fighting someone again. Hopefully, people see it as better suited, whether that's Mike Tyson or someone like that. And Vitor is going to fight again. It's not Mike Tyson. So what do you think of all that shit?
No, Mike Tyson. No.
Yeah, that's murder. You can't.
Yeah. No. I think the guy is delusional, and I don't know about who stepped on whose foot, but let me just tell you, if he was blocking everything except one shot, it was doing it with his face. So maybe he considers a face a third limb. I don't know.
I don't know. That's catching or blocking, maybe he's parrying it. He's parrying the punches with his face.
Priming the glove, like
that's right.
Like
he's a catcher's waiting. Mitt. He's doing a Homer Simpson. You just stopped him before he could fucking respond. Yeah, and he's not slow of speech. Oh my god, do you listen to him on the podcast?
Yeah, fuck. He's bad.
I don't know. They should probably arrest this guy. Who was the fuck who said this? Ryan Kavanaugh. That guy should probably be in jail. He's trying to get people killed. Okay. Let fucking Holyfield fight again. That's a good move. Squeeze blood out of a rock. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's show this. I got a little video. So apparently Conor McGregor at the Cubs game throwing out the first pitch. He throws quite the strike here and go. Just a bit outside.
What the hell was that? Jesus.
Do you not know how to throw pitch? I don't get funny. It. And go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, this reminds me. I remember when the president did that after 9/11 in mm-hmm. Yankee Stadium, and he fucking got on the mound and threw a strike.
Yeah, because he's played baseball before.
Well, the story behind that is that they wanted somebody, his people wanted him to get a plate closer, the pitch closer. And I guess he talked to Derek Jeter, and Jeter's like, they'll boo the shit out of you. You can't do that here. Like, you got to throw.
That's like
mound.
Hitting off the lady's tee. You yeah, don't
he's
be
like,
a bitch. No.
He's like, you got to throw it off the mound. And I guess he practiced a whole bunch.
Yeah, as you should.
But that happened after 9/11, and he's out there, like, in the wide open, like, please kill our president. Like, imagine fucking how crazy.
Oh,
but
I'm sure they had a million security.
It's a lot of pressure, I'm saying,
yeah,
for Connor to get there, to throw the ball out, you know? So it's pressure. I'm saying cut the man some slack.
Fuck that, because then he also sang "Take Me Out to the Ball Game," and
oh, geez.
It was probably the worst rendition I've ever heard. Because he's like, "Take me out," you know, the normal cadence of it.
Yeah.
He's like, "Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the gamer stuff. Word tank, Chicago Cubs." Like, what the fuck, man? You're not in key at all. And to his defense, he may have never heard that song before, but can somebody rehearse this guy? Like, motherfucker, you're gonna go out there to throw the first pitch. Let's throw some balls. Motherfucker, you're gonna sing a little song. Let's rehearse this. This motherfucker just thinks he could show up and do work. It doesn't work like that, man.
No, it does not.
You gotta put in the work. Oh my god, so bad. So speaking of doing work, let's see what Hezbollah is doing. I haven't checked in on him in a while.
Oh, geez.
I love how they always say this is controversial and won't let me look at it right off the bat. This guy works hard, okay? He's fucking throwing bombs. Throwing bombs.
There's a little kid on the ground.
I don't know, but that kid's about to get smacked up. Smack my bitch up. I don't know. I love that little heavy bag. I got to get me one of them.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I got a neighbor. You have
to also get a midget.
I got a neighbor that'll do some work.
Okay. That's crazy.
This one's probably going to get us a copyright strike when I play it anyway. So apparently they have a pretty cool cam at the UFC, and I'm going to show this tweet from UFC Espanol. Let's have no volume, but check out this cam. I don't know. It must be like a drone that follows you. Hmm. So whatever Ariane's doing, I'm going to get fucking dizzy as fuck. Oh, my God.
You got to stop this.
Like, you might not want to look.
I want to throw up.
Hang on. Just wait till it goes 360. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you hurling yet?
No, I'm looking away. I can't see it.
Oh my god!
I can't see you though. I can't see you. I don't even want to see the screen moving.
I'll scroll ahead till we just get back to her. It's nice. A good cam. That's all I'm saying. We need more of cams like
I think
this.
It might be a drone. I don't know. It's a good question. What that is? It's weird. It's either...
We saw that. Let's do a little tweet of the week.
All right.
This is from Stanky. This is Stanky MMA on the Twitter. It says, GSP still not sure about this motherfucker. So apparently they met each other backstage. I didn't know GSP was there. Little Nick Diaz.
Crazy.
That's weird.
That is super weird.
Maybe that's why fucking Nick was off. He met GSP backstage. He saw demons.
Yes, blame GSP. Fuck him.
It's his fault, 100%.
Maybe he ate GSP. That's why he looks so big.
Fucking got a hand job wrong in the back.
Jesus.
Let's move right along. Let's do some ass nuts. So Real Convict Donald on Twitter asks, he says, considering the pitching skills of Conor McGregor, finish his sentence. Not here to take part. I'm here to...
fuck shit up.
Maybe give you face aids with a side order of nuts, bitch. I feel like that's what Connor's giving everybody, just face aids, whatever those are. They can't be good.
Jesus, that is crazy.
The best. John Jones says he weighs 260 pounds right now. He plans to reach 275 for his heavyweight debut.
Why so big?
I don't know. How do you think that's going to work out for him?
Not well.
Yeah, didn't Frank Mir try that after he fought Brock Lesnar?
He did.
He's like, man, I got to bulk up. I'm going to fight this Shane Carwin.
He wants to be the biggest heavyweight. That's crazy. Work. I think it's going to give him cardio problems. I think Jones is going to have cardio issues in his next few fights.
It's going to be a world of difference. I would stay Stipe weight. Probably like 235, 240, and be fast instead of trying to be the biggest, yep, baddest motherfucker, because you're gonna be too slow. Does Nick quitting tarnish the Diaz brothers' image?
No.
I agree with that. I'm okay with that. If it's not your night and you're getting fucked up, and we don't know the extent of what his injuries are. Is it his knee? Did he get hit in the temple? Is he just fucked up? Who knows?
His face.
Yeah. Can Nick Diaz become a top five welterweight at this point?
No.
Yeah, I don't see that.
But he can have top five fights easily.
Sure.
So, like, he can, you know, be exciting and yeah, make money and entertain us.
That's what it's all about. It's all about making money. Who had a better career, Nick Diaz or Robbie Lawler?
Probably Lawler. I would say he's had a longer career too. I mean, he was never suspended for 22 years. You know,
yeah, he didn't take a fucking 6-year break.
There's all that.
Just be boozing and cruising.
So yeah, I would say Robbie for sure.
Yeah, and Robbie was a UFC champ.
He was.
So I think that holds a lot of weight. Let's do a little fuck, marry, kill. This is like old school TV ladies. So we're going to go Elvira, the original Batgirl, Yvonne Craig, and the original Catwoman, Julie Newmar. So let me find my ladies here.
Julie Newmar.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
So you have the Elvira.
Jesus.
Yep. That's a prime Elvira.
That's interesting.
Yvonne Craig. Back in the day,
not feeling that one,
and then a little Julie Newmar,
yeah. I don't know, this is a tough one. Probably marry Julie Newmar, bang Elvira.
Okay,
maybe, I don't know.
I think I'm gonna marry Elvira, kill the Batgirl, fuck the Julie Newmar, and then honorable mention to Elvira, she is 70 years old. And here's what she looks like now.
Whoa.
That's fucking really good for 70.
Still solid, yes.
Like, that's why I'm marrying that one.
Okay, well, you had
advanced knowledge.
You had advanced knowledge I did not have. I would change my vote at this point. So
I think one of the other ones is dead. The other two are probably dead. I don't know. They're very old. If that, they might be in their 90s, but hey, still fuckable.
Gosh, I hope I look that good at 70.
Yeah, no shit. If I even make it there. 65, that's a good age.
Don't say that. That's not too far ahead.
It's true. It's sad, but true. Got any knowledge?
I started checking out this new show, White Lotus, on HBO.
Sounds very, Showtime. Very racist.
It's I only saw two episodes so far, but it's about like this weird shit that happens on a resort. And it's
okay,
kind of funny, quirky, but also there's a mystery happening at the same time. Some shit goes down. They, you know. So it starts it starts with a body, and then it's confusing what's happening, but there's all these cool, weird characters, and you feel like some shit's going to happen, you know?
I like shit happening. That's my favorite.
I don't know if it's good, but I'm saying it so far, so good. You might enjoy it. If you like, you know, mysterious, but also kind of funny at times, it's not taking itself too seriously.
Which platform is this on?
I watch it through HBO Max, but so okay. I don't know, whatever the hell that'll work.
I got it.
Yeah.
There's so many. I don't know where to fuck watch.
And they interlink. Anymore. They have similar things. Like some of them connect. It's all confusing. But yeah, that's my knowledge. What do you got? I know you got something weird video of a monkey.
I don't know where this fits into the show, but
double fisting a donkey.
This, like, oh, what's I'm he whispering to her? And then this person replies, Robert Edwards says, I want to put my ass over your vagina and fill it up with my shit so it squirts out everywhere when I slam my dick in it, or something like that. I don't know. It's the internet.
That's insane. The things that people think about.
Yeah, I've never thought about shitting in someone's vagina.
That's just filthy. You can't reuse it. You can't reuse that then for a while. That's just bad form.
What's that? The vagina?
Shitting in the vagina. It's just bad form. It's not reusable then. It's tainted.
Well, at least he didn't eat it afterwards.
It's tainted for a while. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to take care of it.
That's not someone you ever want to see again. For sure. That's Let's just get out of this before I dig any deeper.
Oh my god. Okay. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.